Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Less than an hour away from my interview with the developer, the inventor of the algorithm that can restore some semblance of rationality in redistricting. And even in light of the Supreme Court opinion that came down the other day, Brian Hagedorn left open a very, very important issue, which is keeping communities of interest together. And that alone is something that we can build on, and it's the fair thing to do. If you're interested in gerrymandering, reapportionment, fair maps, all of that business, you've got to tune in top of the second hour, right after 7 a.m., a little after 7 a.m., to hear the interview with Professor Matt Petering of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, UWM, who is an expert, and he will describe the algorithm that he has invented, that he has developed, that has got to be included in the mix by whoever is drawing these maps. Well, let's talk about the Build Back Better bill, sometimes called the soft infrastructure, sometimes called the $1.75 trillion infrastructure. Some call it the 1.85. The New York Times calls it the 2.2. I don't care what you call it. It's a soft infrastructure. Remember, the hard infrastructure got through. Shovel ready. We're going to put the trades to work. We're going to put the carpenters to work, the machinists, the laborers, the sheet metal workers, everybody. You're going to put them all to work. Union wages, good benefits, rebuilding America, rebuilding our roads, airports, bridges, water systems, some rural broadband, long overdue. It's a great accomplishment by Joe Biden. It was a great accomplishment by the Senate and the House. And frankly, there was a lot of Republican support for it. I got to say, there were 19 Republican senators that voted for it. There were, 13 Republican members of the House of Representatives that voted for it, as well as all the Democrats. Great bipartisan effort. Thanks to all who made it possible. But now we have the soft infrastructure. Soft infrastructure, Republicans have said you're not going to get any Republican votes. They didn't get any Republican votes in the House, passed by a couple of votes. In the Senate, we're not going to get any Republican votes, not a single one. Even the so-called moderates, no, not a single one. That means we need all 50 Democrats, plus Kamala Harris for 51, because it's budget reconciliation, they can't filibuster. Okay. Well, here's the million-dollar question. Is Manchin a Democrat? Is Sinema a Democrat? 48 others say they'll vote for it. What about Manchin and Sinema? Well, Manchin keeps slowballing this thing, and just he winces. And every day or two, he comes out with some caveat, something, you got to consider this. Well, came out with another one today. Manchin will not vote for that bill if it includes any immigration provisions, any at all. What it provides for right now is there are about 7 million people who have been in this country, are not citizens, did not come here legally, but they've been here more than 10 years. Virtually all of them are working. And I'm not talking about people who've gotten in criminal trouble and felons, any of that. I'm talking about 7 million people who are working and have been integrated in our society. This bill would permit them to stay here for a period of time with lawful status and the ability to work. It would not give them citizenship. It would not put them on a path to citizenship. A lot of people, and I don't think this is irrational, have said, well, if we consider that, we have to beef up border security or people are going to keep pouring into the country and go underground for 10 years and want the same thing and blah, blah, blah. We have to have immigration laws. I agree with that. But Manchin's flat out says, I'm not going to vote for this bill if it has anything, if the word immigration appears in it. Let's dig to a little history. Let's dig into West Virginia. Poll was taken not too long ago. Believe it or not, 79% of West Virginia people are concerned about illegal immigration. Now, West Virginia is the second poorest state in the country. It's not as if West Virginians are taking away their, or immigrants in West Virginia are taking away their wealth or their jobs. They come across as conservative, and Manchin took some heat for even voting for the hard infrastructure, which would have given union wages and given good benefits to a lot of people in West Virginia. Now, in fairness, in West Virginia, the Build Back Better plan, the soft infrastructure and the hard infrastructure both poll well, and so does voting rights. But on immigration, it doesn't poll well. 79% of West Virginia people are concerned about illegal immigration. 70% of them want stricter enforcement of our laws at the border. Only 17% agree with the Build Back Better bill of giving what's called parole, P-A-R-O-L-E. It's a bad word because we associate with the criminal justice system, but it's used in the bill because what it means is people are here illegally have to be, quote, paroled, end quote, to stay here. And in my view, they should have used a different word, and they didn't. But only 17% of West Virginians agree with that. And only 33% of the Democrats in West Virginia agree to pass this immigration bill without more border security. And frankly, 64% of all of Democrats think it would encourage more illegal immigration. Now, on those facts, this is low-hanging fruit for Joe Manchin. This is a no-brainer. He's going to oppose it. Okay. It's pretty clear he's also not the only one opposing it. There are other Democrats opposing it, and it's coming out. But this is just one in a string of things where Manchin has thrown up objections. When you have somebody who every couple of days throws up an objection and then shrugs and says, well, I'll see, I'll keep my mind open, I do not believe he's going to vote for this bill. I don't believe he's a Democrat in the sense that you and I think of a Democrat. The present governor, Justice of West Virginia, was a Democrat, became a Republican. There's a guy named Ben Nighthorse Campbell, Democratic senator in Colorado, who switched over and became a Republican. That happens. Manchin occasionally jokes about it. Other people suggest it. Moscow Mitch came out the other day and said, I'm a big Manchin fan. And he met with Manchin. One-on-one, Manchin did with Moscow Mitch. And they talked about energy policy. Manchin owns about a $30 million stake in a coal company. He opposes any green energy. He also said he wouldn't vote for this thing if it had anything on green energy in it. So what they did to accommodate him, the Democrats, was they took out a mandate that would have ended up in green grids, and they put in an incentive. So corporations that voluntarily go green grid get an incentive. And he doesn't like that. He came out and he said, I won't vote for that either. So how much do you strip this down? How much do you strip this down? They're stripping it down quite a bit. Now, immigration, I understand simply because there are other Democrats that won't vote for it either. They want that separately. But green grid, okay, maybe they're going to have to strip out the incentives, which is pretty pathetic when you think about it, when they already downgraded it from a mandate to an incentive. But I'm just going to leave you with this, looking at this very carefully. Don't count on Joe Manchin voting for it at all. I think he's going to slowball it, delay it, lie it in the weeds, make sure it gets beyond January 1. And unfortunately, that's my report. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.